Five traits of a good partnership. Here's something we can both agree on. Two minds are better than one. There's power in numbers. Matter of fact, there is power in strong partnerships. For instance, look at the incredibly talented duo Serena and Venus Williams. The tennis guru sisters have shown great teamwork and dominated the courts, from Olympic gold medals to countless Grand Slam titles. How about Larry Page and Sergey Brin, the co-founders of Google? Two brilliant minds paved the way for the 21st century man's best friend. Can you ever imagine a world without Google? Such a sensual creation fathered from a good partnership. These, amongst many other people, have showcased traits and myriads of benefits from great collaborations. It all boils down to grasping the different aspects that make good cooperation. And here are some of the characteristics of what good alliances look like. 1. Compatibility. Successful partners complement each other. You cannot be a master at everything. The concept of dualism is bringing the strengths and weaknesses of both entities and becoming interconnected to achieve a mutual goal. It's like a yin and yang circuit, putting together different skill sets. Where one is lacking, the other person fills in the gap. All too often, you might be tempted to take an overbearing lead role in certain situations. It may be beneficial to your union. But the problem is that your partner could end up feeling overpowered or belittled. It's just another recipe for disaster if not handled carefully. The main objective of collaborative synergy is to produce a greater combined outcome than what one would achieve individually. It expands your expected results by bringing diversity, creativity, and a different focus and perspective to the team. Likewise, it'll bring better solutions to problems, something that most solo achievers fail to grasp. 2. Accountability. As a partnership, there are certain expectations you've brung to the table. You need to pull up your side of the deal. Accountability is one of the fundamental traits defining successful associations. A joint venture shares liability to the vision. It means you're both equally responsible for your success or failure. Similarly, the amount of effort you put into your alliances should be consistent and sincere. It's not a competition of finding who does more or trying to hide your weaknesses from your partner. What makes this work is to be accountable for your responsibilities and actions. Play an active role in your business. No one wants to work with a string along. How you work can be a motivating factor for your partner. 3. Shared enthusiasm. Having the same ambition or vision is very crucial. It creates excitement and drives you to accomplish your venture. You become more creative and productive because you have the same end product in mind. There's a subtle element of teamwork produced. As a result, you eliminate phrases such as "my company" and it becomes "our company." The reason why other partnerships fail to prosper is they fail to align their goals. They want the fame and the three-figure paychecks, but at what cost? They don't understand how much work and passion goes into attaining goals. If you set different frames to see into the future, soon enough you'll start butting heads. However, it's usual that partners may disagree here and there, yet this can be used as a critical platform to readjust your focus, to share ideas, correct each other. Moreover, discuss feasible solutions. 4. Open communication. Let's not skip the obvious trait, good communication. Chemistry builds relationships even outside of romance. If you have a shared interest, you're bound to be emotionally connected as well. Great communication opens channels for good teamwork. Here's what I mean. Again, let's look at chemistry between Serena and Venus on the courts. They play in unison. It's mesmerizing. How one lets go of a topspin shot for her partner and quickly approaches the net for a smash right at the opponent's feet. Such rhythm, always in sync, communicating non-verbally. It'll leave you thinking, but how did she know? That's good communication. Partners need to learn how to convey their intentions with honesty and respect as well. This'll cushion the team's success. 5. Reliability and trust. Trust is as simple as doing exactly what you say you'd do, being on time, doing your duties up to date. If you constantly slack as a partner, you become undependable. You easily become the target to be laid off from the team. No one wants to work with someone who always makes excuses. Trustworthiness and reliability fortify the association. It's important to set a platform to communicate when you feel you're failing to fulfill your role. This is transparency, leaving everything out in the open. You don't want your partner to misunderstand your implications or disregard your input to the company. To sum it all up, if one mind can bring about world-class innovations and out-of-this-world talents, can you imagine what two, three, or four minds can achieve? Most people begin partnering with the right intentions, yet not so many are achieving the desired outcome. This is an eye-opener to first understand what you're looking for in your partnership, then make the assertive decision to build your companionship and grow. Strive to be a good partner.